Arteries are generally unclogged two ways, clot-busting drugs or physically widening them with a small balloon. Angioplasty is the preferred method, but may not be available at smaller hospitals. So patients in outlying areas are sometimes sent to larger health facilities with specialized equipment and staff. Often, heart attack victims get clot-dissolving drugs along with angioplasty. Now, a European study shows the combination may be deadly. A heart specialist in Madison says the research findings are interesting, but Matthew Wolf, chief of cardiovascular medicine at UW Hospital, says the study does not warrant a change in hospital practices just yet.
We often, in the medical world, wait for two or three studies to be completed before we really accept the conclusion as written in stone. So this is sort of the first of what are going to be several similar studies that will be reported over the next year or two.
Many doctors give clot dissolvers in the hope it will improve artery widening surgery. But the study found 6% of the patients died when both methods were used. Less than 4% of the heart attack victims died after having only angioplasty. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.